joined in studio by the one and only Lisa Guerrero, and I know it's going to be tough to gain the focus of the man who is on the phone because Lisa Guerrero is here. He is a huge fan, as am I, but who really isn't a fan of Lisa Guerrero? I'm talking about the great Leo Terrell.
Hi, Leo.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Psycho Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Great.
How are you?
Good.
So the judge here in L.A. throws out the ex-L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca's plea deal. And this is all about that jail abuse scandal.
Yes.
Is this surprising to you as a man who knows the law, or was this to be expected?
Well, let me tell you. I'm going to take off my hat that I know Lee Baca. I had him in that KBC studios. I've been before this Judge Anderson. And let me tell you right now, I think he's being firm but very fair. He's basically saying this. Paul Tanaka, the undersheriff, got 5 years. The subordinates got anywhere between a year and a half. Lee Baca is the head of the dragon. How in the heck can we only recommend 6 months? And he believes that the sentence for the person who was running the sheriff department is too lenient, and he didn't accept the plea deal. And normally judges will accept the plea deal, but he believes it is totally unfair in the interest of justice.
And, I mean, how, as someone who probably understands this case pretty well, how much does the head sheriff, the lead sheriff in a place like Los Angeles, how much does his or her job play into things like a jail abuse scandal? I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, it shouldn't be heavy as the head, but day in and day out, is Lee Baca the type of person that would be aware of what goes on inside prisons all over LA County?
Under normal circumstances, you would think he would be removed, Mike, from the day-to-day operations.
Mm-hmm.
But in this given situation, where there was an FBI informant inside the jail, the deputies and the sheriff knew about it, management knew about it, Lee Baca knew about it. And basically, he participated in making sure this FBI informant was kept away from the FBI. He was in on conversations. He lied to the FBI. So in this given situation, the facts are that he participated in basically obstructing justice.
Leo, can you talk a little bit about the abuses that were alleged in this case? Can you give a little bit of background on the story?
Oh, sure, because from personal experience of representing inmates, individuals who were incarcerated in the L.A. County jail system, inmates who were beaten by deputy sheriffs. These inmates were beaten. They were hid. It was tough to win these cases because, of course, evidence was concealed. And the sheriff's department had a history of excessive use of force inside these jails. These deputies were given the green light. They use inmates as basically Hunger Games. And this was covered up. The whole purpose of this FBI informant was to report these abuses, and the FBI and the Sheriff Department got wind of it.
And I am not necessarily trumpeting this argument, but Leo, what do you have to say to people who I'm sure are out there that are saying, we're not exactly talking about, innocent citizens here. These are people who are being incarcerated. You know that you kind of you forego a lot of your rights as an American when you do break the law and become incarcerated. Just how egregious, how disgusting were some of the things that sheriffs were doing to these inmates? I mean, does it really go outside the lines of what we expect of people in this country?
Well, I'm coming down to that KBC studio, and you and I are going to go MMA, because right now your whole premise makes an assumption. Hey, Mike, some of those people were incarcerated awaiting trial. Some of those people were, and we have this principle, innocent until proven guilty.
No, very good point.
If you were to make the assumption automatically, if you're in jail, you're guilty. No, 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 no. I represented people who were awaiting trial. They were subject to some vigilante justice in there. Now, some were guilty of crimes, but even those who were convicted, you are not given a green light to get beaten up by the sheriff's department. They use these guys as sports. And let's face it, we're a nation of laws. Officers are not allowed to beat up those who are convicted and those who are awaiting trial.
By no means. No, I totally agree.
No, I'm coming
totally
down there and work you over, man.
I'm sorry,
no,
Leo.
No,
please, no.
Okay.
But Lisa Guerrero's here. She doesn't cater to that kind of violence.
All right,
fine. Then I'll back off
me?
Because
I would love it.
I'll back off. Lisa's there.
Come on, brothers.
All right.
What I want to say, though, is that this is such an important story. I'm glad we're talking about it today because this, like, lends itself to the bigger issue, which is police brutality.
Yes.
And what some people are saying is the the real problem and the issue behind what we're seeing today with, you know, Black Lives Matter and people of color being very upset about, you know, these bad apples. And here is a very specific instance of it permeating the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.